Shalom of Rach, welcome everyone. Continue Pelot Yoitz, Shin number 46, Avas Reyim. In discussing the proper way we should be treating our friends, of a maisa, an action. We should treat our friends with proper action. What does this mean, in action? Asois chesed beguf of a moment. Do acts of kindness. Beguf, with your body, of a moment, and with your money. Do acts of kindness. The same way you would want someone to help you. Help someone else. If you are in a situation where you need someone to help you schlep something in your house, reach out to the person and you call someone up and say, can you give me a hand? So too, you have to make sure you help that person as well when he reaches out to you. The same way you would want someone to lend you money if you need to borrow money. So you should be able to lend the money, if you have the money, lend him as well. Beguf of a mammon. Kasher chofetz yasuloi, the same way you want, sheirachemu olav, that people should have compassion on you, you should have compassion on others. Kocho yasel leman asoyz chesed lekayim mitzvus vahafta l'recha kamoicha. And when you do this, you come to fulfill the mitzvah of vahafta l'recha kamoicha. The same way you don't want your name to be ruined, we have to make sure not to ruin others' names. Ashrei enosh yaseh zois. Fortunate is the person yaseh zois uven odom yachzik bo. As the pasuk in Yeshayah Nun Vav Beis tells us, fortunate is a person who follows this way of life, that he looks to help people the same way he wants someone to help him. And lefum tzara agra, as the Mishnah tells us in Perek Yavas, according to the difficulty, the last Mishnah in Perek Yavas, the difficulty, according to the difficulty, is the reward. If something is more difficult, you get more reward for it. Ki lefum tzara ayus nachas ruach liyotzi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets more nachas ruach. Hashem gets more pleasure, if you will, kiviyachol, when a person does something when it's more difficult. Just like a father has mercy on his child, we have to realize the same way if someone's brother would call up and say, listen, I need your help, you got to come over. What's the issue? Just come over, I'll tell you when you get here. So what, you can tell him, no, I'm not coming until you tell me? He asked you to come. He'll tell you when you get there. If someone else, if a stranger comes over, not a total stranger you don't know, but you don't know who he is. If someone, a friend of yours, says, you got to come over, I need your help. You tell me what it is. No. If you come over, it's 11:30 at night, my toilet's overflowing, I need help, could you come over? Now you can come. He's asked you to come, call you go. The same way you would want him to come to help you. So I'm not a plumber, call Roto-Rooter. You want someone to tell you that? You say, I called Roto-Rooter, I'm on the line with them, could you come over? Ki kulonu b'nei ish echad nachnu. We're all brothers. Kashe yachus al echad meivaru, when a person has compassion for one of his eivaru, one of his limbs, kein tzarech lachus al kol adam yisrael. So too, the same way a person is concerned for his left arm, like his right arm, his left leg, like his right leg. What do people do before they leave a house? You know, many houses, many homes, there's a mirror by the entrance door, exit door, whatever you want to call it, the same door. They look at themselves, they see, I just had a bagel, a poppy seed bagel. Do I have a poppy? You know, sometimes a person goes a whole entire day. He smiles to everybody. You know, this is an example. You know, the same way you'd want someone to tell you, by the way, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, you got a poppy seed smack in the middle of your front two teeth. Imagine you go a whole entire day and you smile to everybody, take pictures with everybody, and at the end of the day, you're like, wait a minute, you got to be kidding. That's that same poppy seed that I had in the morning? And no one, I spoke to 150 people today. No one cared to tell me? Well, they didn't want to embarrass you. I'm more embarrassed now. So you tell the person, you know, you probably don't realize you got a poppy seed stuck in the middle of your teeth. Oh, thank you so much. There's a little zach, like there's a little nothing. But you know what? It's embarrassing after the fact. And then you think, oh, which picture did I take with which person? And then you see it because you're a certain person. Oh my goodness. Why couldn't they just tell me I had a poppy seed in my front two teeth? Now it sounds funny because it is funny, but you know what? It's true also. The same way we don't want the poppy seed in our front two teeth. So tell the person. I have something else on my head. There are many, many examples. Probably like a couple million to start off with. But we'll just give one more example right now. You go to shul. You go to Beis Medrash. And as human beings that we are, we forget sometimes. Let's say to throw out our cup. Or if there's a dirty tissue that sometimes falls down on the floor. Or people forget to throw it out. So there are two ways we can deal with this. One is, okay, there is a custodian. He gets paid to do his job. And I'm not touching that. Or we can say, this is Hashem's house. The same way in my house, if I have something dirty on the floor, I'd want to pick it up and throw in the garbage. So too, in Hashem's house, I should take care of Hashem's house. This is Hashem's house. Whose house is it? The base of Knesset, the shul, the base of Medrash. Whose house is it? It's Hashem's house. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. It's a miniature base of Mikdash. We have an opportunity. Listen, sometimes we also forget something. Sometimes you take your key out of your pocket. You don't realize it's light. You don't realize your tissue falls out. Clean, dirty, it falls out of your pocket. This is just an example. The examples are endless, but the mindset has to be the same way I want someone to help me, I should go and help someone else as well.